equally odd friend. Kathleen, are you dancing? Every time. We are the Women of an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Sam, and I am here with the lovely Bethany and Kathleen.
Hey, hey.
So smiley.
Doesn't the song make you want to move?
I like it so much.
Skip down the street with a basket full of kittens.
Where does one procure a basket of kittens?
That's a good question.
Sometimes the show is, it's already too odd for me. We're like 40 seconds in.
I like it.
Okay. So, you know, as per usual, we're here with our weekly reminder that you are not alone in your strangeness. And we vent to you our odd and dirty laundry to see how many of you out there can relate to us so we don't feel quite as unusual.
By the way, Sam, you're wearing color today. It's weird.
I am. But you know what's going to make you feel better about it?
What?
This is a man's shirt.
Yeah! Yay! It's like eggplant purple, so it's almost black.
It's textured. Feel it.
I like it.
It's Andrew's. Elvis's assistant wore it once and didn't like it, so he gave it to me.
Waffled.
Looks good on you. Your lipstick matches.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going all kinds of dark almost color today.
I like it.
So, today I decided that I wanted to bring something up that happened to me, and hopefully I'm not alone in this, but I have a feeling there's a slight chance I am.
What happened?
So, you ladies know me. I've never touched a drug. I've never smoked pot. I just, you know, it's all good. I just don't want to do it myself.
Yeah.
So, I have not admitted to anyone who has not been on this trip with me, but over the summer, I took a trip to Taiwan, and while we were there, when we were getting a little tired, some of our tour guides gave us these things they called betel nuts.
Okay.
And they grew on trees. They looked like it was a little seed wrapped in a plant, and you chewed it, and then you spit it out after like 30 seconds, and it worked so well. I was awake. And
yeah,
suspend your disbelief. And they said truck drivers would eat them all the time. It would keep them awake. So I thought it was their version of like 5-hour energy.
Sure. Organic 5-hour energy.
Exactly. It comes from a tree.
Uh-huh.
I must have popped 5 of these babies.
Stop.
Because I was so happy with the high I was getting from being so awake. It was like the world's best coffee.
Uh-huh.
Until I met someone that next day who spoke English a little bit better than my comrades and said that, yeah, they also juice that same plant to make concrete. It has like a ridiculous amount of chemicals in it that get you actually high.
So, okay. What were you feeling that made you think the caffeine was working really well?
Euphorically awake.
Euphorically. Okay.
I was awake and I could not be more thrilled. It was like I was skipping down the street with a basket of kittens.
Like like everything you thought of felt okay?
I was brilliant and I had never been funnier to myself.
Yeah.
And there was just nothing, no bad news felt bad. But I thought...
What's so charming is you thought that was caffeine.
But it's like you know when you wake up and you have like everything is awesome mm-hmm. in your head and you know, whatever? That's exactly what was happening to me. Like world's best sleep. I can't wait to take some of these home and plant some of these things and then sell them by the ounce.
You got high on betel nuts.
I got high on these nuts, man.
I love this story because it's so naive and adorable. And normally I'm the naive one. Like,
which is why I thought this was a safe place because I'm thinking there's a slight possibility you've accidentally done drugs once.
Totally. No, I've accidentally done drugs or I've done something where I thought that it was like smoking pot, but it turned out it was absolutely not smoking pot. The lesson here is that if a guy you're dating, newly dating, is mm-hmm. like, I'm not into the club drug scene at all. Here, try this. Don't believe him. He's into the club drug scene. But I did take, it was just an antihistamine once, and it's not even on the market anymore, which should be the big sign.
Oh boy.
But I was working at Starbucks at the time, and I was in college, and my theater, where I was a theater major, it was like down the street from the Starbucks I worked at. And so I took this antihistamine because I wasn't feeling very good, drove down the street to work. As I was driving, I ceased to be able to see the road.
Oh my God.
So I just thought I was flying in my car. And then I finally get to the parking lot. Thank God it was just down the street. I pull into the parking lot. Across the street from the Starbucks is an organic health food store. Uh-huh. So I close my car. I walk across the street, apparently. I buy... Do you guys know what carob chips are?
No.
They're like, if you don't want to eat chocolate, you want to eat something that looks like chocolate but tastes worse. That's what these are. They look like Hershey Kisses, but they're made of fake chocolate.
Sounds
they're made
like
of
something
carob.
I'm not getting. But okay.
Right. I bought a pound of carob chips, like in a plastic bag in a weigh-yourself thing, ate them all, fell asleep in the backseat of my car. And then I woke up, stumbled into work, and my coworkers all looked at me like, what the hell? Like, my hair was all over the place. I basically went into, like, this weird high state of weird drug interaction.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And I don't know, because I was on like anti-anxiety drugs at the time, so something was interacting with something. And I went on a high shopping binge for carob chips at the health food store and then fell asleep in my car.
Yours is worse than mine.
No, yours
is worse than mine.
Well, yeah, because yours was fun.
Yeah, mine was a blast.
I wasn't euphoric at all.
That was amazing.
Yours came from a tree.
I came from a tree and I went hiking for 9 miles and I didn't feel a damn thing.
It was so weird. Kathleen, have you ever gotten accidentally drugged up?
You know, I've had, instead of a glass of wine, I've had a glass and a half by accident.
Ooh.
Oh, but
no. That wasn't an accident.
No, you know, I can't say I have, and I find this fascinating because you guys make it seem like a pretty good time.
It's not. No, it's not. I mean, if it's you have to be. I mean, all obviously the really serious side of this is like getting roofied, which of course isn't funny.
And, yeah.
But like there are the people in your life who you trust them, and like in the background they're twirling their evil mustache and like, mm-hmm. Haha, I'm gonna play a joke on her and make her high.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Kathleen needs some kind of accidental experience.
Oh my god, no, I've seen this episode of Law and Order and it doesn't end well.
Or this very special episode of Saved by the Bell. Do you guys remember when they used to, like, at the end of the sitcoms, all of the cast members would get together on a stool, like, behind the set, and you could see, like, the wood bracing up the fake wall, and they'd be like, hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. And on TV, I may play a funny character, but there's nothing funny about drugs.
Yes!
Right?
Yes.
I think we need to do that. We need to have a very special episode of an acquired podcast.
Yeah. Sponsored by Dare.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Wait a minute. Okay, so Kathleen hasn't had some. I refuse to leave it here with Kathleen. We need some kind of some embarrassing something from you. Because I was flapping around like an idiot across waters.
Bethany, I ate carob chips.
With carob chips. You had to have done something.
Guys, I'm a really good girl. I can't think of anything.
Well, you were...
I mean, other than, you know, that one time I've disclosed in a podcast before when I got really drunk at our friend's birthday and I threw up in my purse on the train.
That you kept.
That I kept.
You also disclosed on the morning show's 15-minute podcast, 15-minute morning show, that you got in trouble in high school.
Yeah,
you
I did.
Tell that story?
Wait,
yeah,
a minute.
Sure.
This is new. Okay.
I was on this like academic decathlon team, like a creative, competitive team. And we made it to the world finals, which were funny enough in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was this club called Destination Imagination, which was pretty similar to Odyssey of the Mind. Popular in the suburbs. We cut open like a teddy bear and we put pot in there and we emptied out, we were 15, 16 years old, and we emptied out nail polish remover bottles and we filled it with vodka and, you know.
See, could have just drank the nail polish remover at that age.
We were pretty bad.
But got in trouble.
I got suspended from high school.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, your mom
and
must have been pissed.
I couldn't, well, my parents were pretty understanding about it. I have cool parents when it comes to that. But I couldn't go to the spring fling, which was fine because it was lame anyway and I wasn't going to go.
Right.
They were like, you're suspended and you don't get to go to the spring fling. And I was like, wait, you mean I get to stay home from school and I don't have to go to this dance I wasn't going to go to?
You can't picture Kathleen as the version of her you know now, though. Like, you were like punk rock at that time, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I had like black hair. This guy had dumped me for a girl with black hair. So then I dyed my hair black because I was like, oh, you know, I have to have black hair, whatever.
That always works.
I went to the Cheesecake Factory instead because I wasn't punished. Like, my parents were like, whatever you're doing inside of your own head is punishing you more than however more we could punish you. So I went to the Cheesecake Factory with my friend and I ordered a pina colada and they brought me a pina colada with alcohol in it.
You did not learn your lesson.
Instead of drinking it, I sent it back. I was like, I've been in enough trouble this week. Like, a grown woman had to watch me pee into a cup and she saw my vajay. So I can't drink this right now. I'm so sorry.
I like that you were your own Dateline investigative journalism at the Cheesecake Factory. Like, we just wanted to see if you'd get away with it.
Yeah, I know. No, but I've never tripped by accident.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't say that I
there's
have.
There's a drug that's, you know what? I don't know what the legal issues are now, but I know when I was living in Minnesota, this was a legal drug there, and it's called Salvia. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Salvia. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe from you, though.
Yeah, so it's sort of like pot, and it is illegal in some states. At the time, it was legal in Minnesota, and I was dating a guy who... Like, this was the guy who liked to borrow my eyeliner. I found out later he was gay. It's weird.
Wait, what?
And, but he liked to trip on salvia. And so he came over to my apartment. He bought some down the street, came over to my apartment. And I took like one hit of it. And it was the worst experience of my life.
It was a pill?
No, it's like it was like pot, like you would smoke it.
Oh.
And it was... if it's still legal in some states, it shouldn't be because it is the scariest. You hallucinate.
Oh my
and
God.
So,
are you sure it wasn't, it's not laced. It sounds pot laced with something.
No, I mean, like if there's a reputable place to buy stuff, this was a reputable place.
Wow.
Like they followed all the laws. They were never shut down by the police. They never did anything wrong.
Wow.
And, we bought like the medium strength of this stuff and I took a hit and nothing happened. And then all of a sudden I was swimming in my carpet.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
As I'm swimming through my carpet, I'll never forget it. You know what Gumby looks like? He's green. There were blue, giant, Gumby-like men coming out of the carpet in front of me, so I couldn't swim forward.
Oh,
I had
God.
To swim in a circle because every time I would get forward, another one would come out of the carpet and like block me. And my boyfriend at the time was sitting behind me. He had his arms around me like to hold the space while I'm tripping by accident. And the feel of him touching me was so physically painful that I had to push him off of me because it felt like his skin was stabbing me with knives.
Dude.
And when I finally came out of it, I was drenched in sweat. My carpet hurt me just to be on it. And it was terrible. And after the fact, he's like, oh my God, it's so funny. He said that his roommate had done it and came out of this hallucination. He had been talking to like Nazis and was and came out of it and told his roommate, oh my gosh, I was tripping so bad. All these Nazis were coming for me. And then realized that he was still in it. He wasn't talking to his roommate. He was talking to a toaster.
Oh my God.
Like bad, 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 bad.
It's amazing with how curious a person I am and listening to this story with this giant eating grin on my face. It's amazing I haven't done drugs.
No, bad. Drugs are bad, guys.
This sounds so fascinating to me.
Except for the ones you can buy at CVS.
Those are fabulous.
Do you guys ever take melatonin?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man, is that good.
Yeah, Sam, you need that in your life.
That's the sleep drug, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It just helps you pass out?
I recently got an extra strength melatonin. And if I've had a really tough week, I just say to my husband, I'm like, listen, I'm going to bed at 7:30. I'm taking 2 melatonin. I'll see you in 12 hours.
It's the best.
And it puts me under like instantly and a deep, deep sleep. You don't wake
like
up.
Like a dream sleep?
Yeah.
Or you wake up like you blinked?
Yeah. No, like a dream sleep.
Okay.
And because I hate that sleep when you wake up and it's like you didn't even sleep at all. It's the worst. Yeah. But you really need quite a long time to sleep. Like if you take it on a work night, chances are you're going to be in and out. You're going to be nervous because you know you have to wake up at a certain time. It's best taken on a Friday night to kind of catch up what you missed during the week.
Guess
it's
what
great.
I'm doing Friday?
Yeah.
Holy crap, melatonin party.
Or if you know you have like a long flight, if you have like an overseas flight, pop one of those suckers.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait to report back with what happened when I accidentally took something other than melatonin.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys have any weird food allergies?
I don't. Everyone else in my family does.
What are they allergic to?
My sister is engaged to a guy who's allergic to nuts and, like, bananas or something.
Ugh, that's
rough.
And then she's allergic to apples and rhubarb and... Oh, God, I'm terrible. I don't know all of her allergies. Like, between the two of them, they can only eat, like, Korean food.
Oh, my God. Their kids are going to be screwed. That
kimchi.
Sucks.
Yeah, which is delicious. So,
Sam, what about you?
I have, thankfully, and I'm going to knock on wood, because my sisters are allergic to, both of them are allergic to eggplant, kiwi, and spinach. And those are I love those things. So I'm really happy I dodged that bullet. Watch me have a reaction tonight. I'm only allergic to penicillin.
Really?
But not in the bad way. So
it gets you high?
It gets me high and everything's fantastic. No, I took it and...
Strep throat for everyone.
My lips blew up so badly that I looked like Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't breathe through my nostrils because my upper lip was blocking it.
Breathing is overrated. If you look good, honey, put on some lip gloss and go out.
You look like Kylie Jenner.
Exactly. But I remember my dad coming home and I'm crying because I'm a kid and I'm freaked out, and he just couldn't stop trying to kiss them because he thought it was the cutest thing ever. Aww. And it pissed me off so much. And now I've been very curious, what happens if I take a little penicillin?
You're going to become a drug
addict.
For a night
out. Like Saturday amount of penicillin. Not like a full dose.
This is how this starts, Sam.
From the time that I first met Sam to now, Sam, you're going down the path of total drug use. Because early Sam wouldn't have sex unless she was in love. And now Sam is like, I'm going to take a Saturday amount of penicillin.
I'm going to take a Saturday amount of penicillin.
I'm going to try to get high on my own supply. What about Kathleen? Are you allergic to anything?
Yeah, you know, a few years ago, I got really into superfoods. I mean, I'm still into superfoods. Yeah, kale, go. But I was eating a lot of quinoa, and I started to get itchy all over my body, especially my scalp. I thought I had lice. I'm like in the mirror checking for lice. I'm like, I haven't been anywhere that was unsavory lately. Like, where did I get this from? And it wasn't. It's quinoa. It makes me so itchy. My throat, face.
Wait,
crazy.
You developed the allergy because you were eating it?
I was eating a lot of it, and apparently there's a protein on the outside of the quinoa that people can develop an allergy for. So yeah, I'm missing out on that complete protein. Ugh.
Okay, Kathleen, that is the most Gwyneth Paltrow-y thing you've ever said.
Getting closer to Gwyneth Paltrow!
That you cannot eat quinoa anymore because you eat so much quinoa.
I like
you
that got quinoa allergy. So much.
I love you so much.
Can we just talk in Valley Girl voices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't think I can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can, Sam.
This is what Kathleen and I do in the bathroom while we go to the bathroom at work together.
Yeah, we go to the club sometimes. We drink rosé.
Yeah. Have vodka Red Bull.
You guys are worried because you think I'm digressing as a person, but I'm really proud of myself because in high school, if I heard a girl talking like that, I'd be like, this bitch, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, make sure you talk like that. Super fun.
It's so fun to talk like that.
This and the longer you're friends with only guys,
you're less to ever actually talk to each other. I'm already like a frog.
I'm so excited for florals for spring.
Groundbreaking.
What are you guys obsessed with lately?
Making out,
yeah.
With anyone in particular?
No, I've not made out with anybody since. I haven't made out with anybody since 2015.
Ooh, my God.
It's a long time. I know.
We'll
and
see
making
you after
out,
the podcast.
Like, all joking aside, my very favorite thing to do in this world is kiss.
Yeah.
I love kissing so much, but it's not like sewing. You need a partner to do your hobby. And I am no longer in the place in my life where I want to just kiss anybody. Like, I'm a little discerning now.
Yeah.
And I haven't made out. I've been like, it's like not working out. I haven't worked out since.
We're bringing this up in a future podcast because now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, but I think it's also a good thing that I'm not like going to be. I'm not a kissing whore.
Yeah, I mean, mouth herpes is rampant these days.
Rampant.
So really, you have to be very discerning.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with the idea of making out because it's been a while. It's like when you haven't had wine in a while and you just start to think about it a lot.
Oh, I'm thinking about it right now
all the time.
Okay, what's your obsession?
The Gilmore Girls.
Who's surprised? Anyone?
No one.
Anyone?
Guys, I got home yesterday about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was supposed to take my husband to the airport. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you have to get an Uber. Like, I just can't pull myself away from Rory and Lorelai.
Oh, my God.
Because it's on Netflix right now because they're going to do a remake of it that they're probably going to release sometime in the fall. And it is the best show ever.
I didn't even watch it when it was out.
Like, me neither.
I've never seen one episode.
No, me neither. And this is all fresh to me. And the references to pop culture are really funny because it's the late 90s, early 2000s.
Do they talk about Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Like the first time around?
And Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are still married.
Oh, bless their hearts. I do like this show, actually. I take it all back.
So,
I love it.
If anyone's out there listening that you need a show to watch right now, The Gilmore Girls, get on it.
And there's a certain level of it that's kind of stylized. Like the dialogue is really specifically stylized.
Very smartly written.
Yeah. And fast.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'll check it out.
You should. Actually, I think that
you might have me.
It's a very intelligent show,
yes.
From what Kathleen has said.
Yeah, and the writing is very smart.
All right, fine. I'll check it. There's one thing I never thought I'd say. See, I'm getting better and worse as a person. No, I will try Gilmore Girls. Yay, Advanced Sam.
I like Advanced Sam.
What have you been into recently besides experimenting with color?
Eggplant. I went from black to really dark purple. I feel like I'm evolving. I'm going to sound like such a douchebag, but I'm trying to do yoga every day, so that's my challenge, because we're going on a trip soon,
yeah.
And I get slightly obsessed with small challenges.
Yeah.
Like, I have no huge goals, just month to month, and I'm like, I feel like I want to look disgustingly awesome just for its own sake.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm doing yoga every day and trying to eat healthy, although I ate a bunch of Tate's cookies today.
You can't be blamed for that.
I can't
They're
be
delicious.
Blamed. They're so good. And that's my obsession. Everything is work and yoga, and then I schedule everything else around it.
Please be careful, because the last time you got obsessed about doing yoga every day, you like broke your wrist by standing on it or something. What were you doing?
I just overuse.
It's like balance all of your body on your one wrist.
I've solved the problem. Now I do everything on my knuckles.
You're going to break
so
your knuckles.
So my wrists are going to be fine, guys.
I don't think that's a solving thing.
What did you guys learn this week? Let's wrap the podcast up before we crucify Sam. So we do this every week. We all go around and say something we've learned. Bethany, did you learn anything interesting this week?
Yeah, you know what? I figured out, I've been dyeing my hair blue a lot, and it started out as I had to dye it for a web series I was doing, but now I've just been consistently re-dyeing it blue, and I realized that's a really good way to grow out blonde. If you've been lightening your hair a lot, my hair is naturally blonde, but it's not platinum, and it has been platinum before, and so the platinum parts take on the blue as my natural color grows out. And so it doesn't look as garish.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you're trying to grow out like a really light color, dye it like a pastel, and it looks kind of neat as it grows out.
Yeah,
I love your
hair.
Thank you.
It looks so cool.
Thank you, man.
Like so cool.
Kathleen, what is it that you learned this week?
I learned that billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females.
Look at you.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So for the two single girls here.
Yeah.
Take like a billy goat and urinate on your own head.
We'll do. Well, Sam can do that because she can balance on her knuckles.
That's right.
Yeah. What about you, eggplant? What have you learned?
I have learned that not all reality TV show is what I thought. My roommate, Andrew, turned me on to Survivor lately, and I've maybe binge watched 5 seasons with him in the last month, and it's been amazing. And it's all like this complete mind of a show, and there's so many things to worry about and moving parts, and it requires such mental and physical strength, and I'm fascinated, so I'm giving reality TV show a thumbs up.
But that's in your wheelhouse too, like the physical challenges and trying to like outsmart people.
It's true, but I would have like anything that someone said is reality TV show, I would think lesser of because it was reality TV, because I'm that jerk. But I'm lightening up now.
Cool.
There's some stuff to be offered there.
Yeah. I think what we've learned in this podcast is that Sam is maturing as an adult.
Yes, she is.
And also going down the road of hard drugs.
Yes. Both of which, you know, could end up on the up and up, so you never know.
You could make a lot of money.
You bitches are stuck with me the entire time, though. I'll
put you in jail. It's fine.
Thank you.
So you snort nuts from a tree. Rub them into your gums.
Beetle nuts, try them if you go overseas. Anyway, so if we haven't completely turned you off, you can also check us out on social media. We are on Twitter on...
Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yay.
Awesome. So, you know, write to us. Let us know what you want to talk about. And as per usual, thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.